ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते
वासुदेवाय. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 17, Text number 28.
एवं मन्यो महीं मूर्तिं
कृतान्तम् एव विप्रतम्
प्रणतः प्रञ्जलिग्रहः
मही संयथा वेपतु
एवं मन्यो महीं मूर्तिं
Vidhantam eva vibhratam
Pranata pranjali praha
Mahi sanjata vipadu
Evam manyo mahim murtim
Kritantam eva vibhratam
Pranata pranjali praha
Mahi sanjata vepatu. Evam,
thus,
manyumayim, very much angry, murtim, form, krita antam, death personified, Yamaraj, Eva, like, Bibritam, possessing, Pranata, surrendered, Pranjali, with folded hands, Praha, said, Mahi, the planet Earth, Sanjata, arisen, Vipatu, trembling in her body. Translation. At this time, Prithvi Maharaj became exactly like Yamaraj, and his whole body appeared very angry. In other words, he was anger personified. After hearing him, the planet Earth began to tremble. She surrendered and with folded hands began to speak as follows. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is death personified to miscreants and the Supreme Beloved Lord to the devotees. In Bhagavad Gita 10.34, the Lord says, Mrityu sarvaharascham. I am all-devouring death. Faithless unbelievers who challenge the appearance of God will be delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead when He appears before them as death. Hiranyakashipu, for example, challenged the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Lord met him in the form of Nrisimhadev and killed him. Similarly, the planet Earth saw Maharaj Prithu as death personified, and she also saw him in the mood of anger personified. Therefore, she began to tremble. One cannot challenge the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in any circumstance. It is better to surrender unto him and take his protection at all times. So here we see that the personality of Godhead here in his form as Prithvi Maharaj we see his angry feature appearing as death personified. And as Srila Prabhupada says, that he is the supreme beloved Lord to the devotees. So Krishna says in the Gita that he descends to annihilate the miscreants. So he will show his form as death personified and show his anger, and to protect the devotees. So these features of the personality of Godhead, in any of his different eternal forms, so he is one person, but he has different eternal forms according to the particular requirement, the particular teaching. Here, Prithi Maharaj, this is going back to Swami Bhuva Manu, first Manu. Actually, Prithi Maharaj, the personality of Godhead, who established, the cities and the different places in the world, many of which, those prominent places where cities were established, that format was established by him. Actually, the archaeologists, they'd like us to believe that, somehow everyone was running around like cavemen, and somehow or another they just stumbled upon this idea of let's settle in one place and have a civilized way of living with each other and working as a social group. So this is the scientific theory actually, but this is not accepted according to the Bhagavatam, according to Shastra, and even according to the scientific evidence, and according to logic. These cities and civilizations are not accidental. Actually, when you go further back in time, what the modern scientists like to present is that as you go further back in time, they're more uncivilized. The problem is that they keep finding newer information that the further you go back in time, they're able to do things that we can't compete with all our, technology, such as the architecture. I met a person once who was about 90 years old. He was a Freemason. And of course, they go back to the, there's an ancient study of the geometry of the universe and coming down into architecture. So, there's a pseudo-religion there, but they're recognizing that there are laws, within the universe. And even Einstein, they've just discovered one letter, Einstein, who's, has seen some compatibility between God, religion, and science. That, these laws within the universe, they come down and they can be utilized in our architecture. And that was so... previously going way back into like the times of the Phoenicians, just going, who built the, I think they helped to build the temple of King David, like going way back in Jewish history, their architecture, though the priest there, to be a priest, you also had to be an architect, because any of the laws of the universe they understood to be God-given. So to be an architect, you actually, to be a priest, you also had to be an architect and an astrologer, an astronomer. All these different sciences combined, that was the proper state of being a priest in those early days, was that you actually utilized these sciences. And you know, the problem is the further they go back into, you know, the past, they find that without technology, without iPhones, without computers, without, you know, calculators, almost forgot what they were, they've been sort of phased out. You know, without any of these things, their scientific understanding of the relationship between the universe and the earth was so wonderful that their architecture cannot be duplicated even today. And this person who's been an architect all his life, he said they just can't do it. He said they cannot get the same precision and degree as what they got back then. And they did this, they didn't have the big machinery or anything, it was just science. See? So they teach us that the further you go back in civilized in time, the more uncivilized they are. But actually, you know, there's so much evidence to the complete contrary, that they're far more advanced, far more advanced. And that's what we accept. So, you know, the Bhagavad Gita is not saying anything unscientific or something that cannot be verified by all the science that we have today. This Prithvi Maharaj, he was an empowered personality of Godhead, and, you know, he established the relationship between mankind, civilization, and the production of the earth. So, but here, while he's trying to do that, you know, the earth, who for particular reasons known to herself, did not produce the and therefore, you know, circumstances had caused her the earth personified, because there are personalities that rule over everything. That is part of the actual science, is to understand the personalities, the controlling persons behind using the laws of the personality of Godhead to manifest this material world. So, you know, just like an architect, the laws are there. They didn't create the laws of the universe or the laws of geometry. They just use them. So there are personalities behind all the functions of the creations of the universe who utilize the laws created by the Supreme Lord to do their work. So Bhumi is one of those persons. And by utilizing those laws, there is production of, you know, sufficient produce from the earth to supply the needs for all living entities by the mansion of the Lord. But she circumstantially decided to go against that. Now, of course, Prithvi Maharaj didn't accept that. That for whatever reason she was withholding, it was actually against the instructions of the personality of Godhead, and therefore it was sinful and incorrect. So, as my father used to say, two wrongs don't make a right. Yeah? You heard that one? Two wrongs, my father used to say that to me. You know, you've got, you know, your brothers and sisters, and someone, one of your siblings caused you a whole lot of trouble. So they've done something wrong. So you cause them a whole lot of trouble. Right? So, you know, my father would say, two wrongs don't make a right. It just makes two wrongs. So the earth is sort of in this position. She's trying to correct something by doing something wrong, and he's not accepting that. So he's become very angry. Now, but for the devotees, she knows that despite the fact that she's a woman and she's pleading innocent and so many different things, that if she does not perform her duty, then death will be there, punishment will be there. And because Prithvi Maharaj is considering that for the benefit of all the living entities on the planet, things must be corrected. somehow or another. If it has to be by punishment, but for the good of all living entities, one person may have to be punished. And then he himself, because he's the personality of Godhead, then he was quite capable to do everything that needed to be done. So, but otherwise, you know, the Lord also, for the devotees, he is, you know, as it describes here by Srila Prabhupada, he says, the Supreme Beloved. So for the devotees, they don't see the personality of Godhead. They understand that he is death personified and fear personified for those who go against, challenge the authority of God. But they know for themselves, who are, you know, trying to be a humble servant, that he's their beloved Lord. And that science is unknown, you know, throughout the world until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared and taught that science to a degree that, you know, by and large, predominantly was unknown even to very exalted devotees of the Lord. Generally, you know, if you go back thousands and thousands of years, the great acharyas, they understood how the Lord is, you know, many people say God is love, and that science of the nature of that loving quality and loving pastimes and loving character of the personality of Godhead, that is that rasa, science of rasa, or different taste of love. One can love the personality of Godhead in a neutral way, or a passive way, where one is not so active but appreciating the wonderful nature of the personality of Godhead. One can be more active as the servant, doing some, you know, interacting with different types of service, accepting the person of Godhead as a master. One can interact in a very friendly way, where one becomes more or less on an equal platform, because the nature of love is that, you know, love can make one equal, even though one is a superior position. Because of the love, they want to enjoy equality. And generally, up until that platform, that was understood. Or, especially by the followers, but that was taught up to that point by the great acharyas. You know, that many of the acharyas, they may have understood, you know, higher than that, of course, but generally, they didn't teach higher than that. And but above that is where one takes a superior position out of love for the personality of Godhead, even in a parental role or a senior role. Because I think most parents know that if you know, when you have children, you know, the children are always accepting service from the parents, constantly. Because in previous times, that would go on until they get married. You know, now when you have children, it goes way beyond that. You know, generally they're still accepting service from the parents, basically way into their 30s, 40s and 50s. But, you know, that role. Therefore, devotees, because they understand that, they actually want Krishna to love them, you know, in a parental role, because they want to serve Krishna. And above that, there is the Madhurya Ras, or conjugal love, where the devotee enjoys the personality of Godhead in a husband-wife relationship, like Sita Ram, you know, Lakshmi Ryan, the queens of Dwarka. And above that, a variety of that conjugal love is where the personality of Godhead and his devotee enjoy that conjugal love as boyfriend and girlfriend. Of course, all of these rasas, different flavors of loving interaction, they're all equal. One is not better than another. That according to one's inclination, then one, you know, has this eternal inclination to love in a particular way. We all have our own individual, eternal individuality, and according to our eternal inclination, you know, we love the Lord. And so they're all equal. And of course, because the spiritual pastimes are absolute, then they're all enjoying that same eternal pastime. So the Lord is enjoying his conjugal pastimes, his loving relationships with his own spiritual energy. Ladini Shakti, personified as Srimati Radharani. He's enjoying his loving relationships with his own spiritual energy. And the backdrop of those relationships is in that beautiful Vrindavan Dham, full of so many trees and varieties of birds and bees and, you know, so many nice fish and turtles. And the water is, you know, serving the Lord in those conjugal pastimes. So when Krishna and the gopis, they swim in the Jamuna River or the different kunds, those waters are personalities who participate to make the Lord's loving pastimes just perfect. Imagine, you know, when we go down to the beach, we always have to wonder, is it too hot? Is something going to bite us? You know, is it, we're going to get sunburnt? Imagine you go down the beach and, you know, the water becomes the perfect temperature that you want. If you need to cool down or warm up, the sand never blows in your eyes, just to make sure that you have a really nice time, not become agitated. The clouds will come and form a beautiful umbrella over your head, you know, if it gets a little too hot. There's sometimes beautiful breezes come from the flower, plantations. In this way, the pastimes are harmonious. So it's not as if anyone is more or less. Everyone is joining in equally and making everything just filled with variety. In this way, there's no lesser. You know, everything is absolute. But comparatively, they say higher, because if you take the Madhurya Ras, so from Santa Ras, or that passive, neutral relationship, if you add the quality of servitorship, then for Dasya Ras, servitorship, if you add the quality of friendship, so for each Ras, when you get to Madhurya Ras, all the qualities of the previous Rasas are there as well. That's why it's said comparatively, higher. But this, friendship, boyfriend, girlfriend, which is considered the highest, in the material world, it is the lowest. Because this material world is described in the Bhagavad Gita to be a reflection of the spiritual world. So it's described like a banyan tree, and the roots are upward and the branches are going downward. So the roots are upward because actually, it is a reflection of the spiritual reality. But that which is the highest summit of enjoyment for all the residents of the spiritual world, the conjugal pastimes of Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna. That is, when in the material world that is reflected, that is then at the bottom. It's the most abominable to imitate that. Here we see that Bhumi is challenging the personality of Godhead. Preeti. Very dangerous position. What's more dangerous is our tendency to imitate and compete with Krishna, that we will be the enjoyer of the loving conjugal pastimes that are there in the spiritual world. We will enjoy that, and it is such a a perverted pastime in this world. It's very sinful. And of course, what happens in this world when people imitate that? What happens is that we get so many unwanted children, and there's a breakdown of family structure. There's a breakdown of society. When you have unwanted children, breakdown of families, breakdown of societies, you get breakdown of civilizations, you get wars, you get crime, you get vandalism. So the result of people running around this world trying to imitate the personality of Godhead free, friendly, loving relationships with no responsibility to satisfying lust and greed, and then the anger when those things are frustrated, creates a web of sinful activity and karmic reaction. And so there is nothing more, as Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says, what is it that we're forced to perform, sinful activities in this world, even unwillingly? He says, lust, Arjuna. There's not, no one is forcing you to do this. It's coming from within, this desire to, because our love of God, our pure love in the spiritual world, when it becomes pervertedly reflected in this world, it comes as lust. So instead of our love, pure love for the personality of Godhead, we feel we have love for the material energy in its different forms, as the enjoyer, which it actually comes out as lust. So by purification, that desire that can actually be transformed back into love of God. We have to be attached to something. If we're attached to this material energy, our love will transform into lust. And if we attach to the spiritual energy, our love will that lust will transform back into its spiritual quality of love for God. So here, these Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore descended in this age of Kali to teach us this highest form of love of God, because he understands that it is so powerful if it's properly presented in an authorized way, as it has been done by Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to distinguishing, these pastimes of Krishna as enacted on the spiritual platform, nothing to do, although they resemble our boyfriend, girlfriend type of activities in this world, they're really nothing to do with it. If they're presented in the right way, it will actually, hearing those pastimes from authorized sources, will actually, the lust and the greed and all those things in the heart will vanish. And it becomes transformed back into love of God. And this Krishna consciousness movement is based on that principle. And this is what is in these books, because we're now in a big book distribution marathon. We're distributing these books. You will not get this understanding in any other book, in any other movement, nor will you get such an authorized presentation that has come directly in the line from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu down to Srila Prabhupada, down to the following. his followers. Such an authorized presentation by the Acharyas you'll not find anywhere. And nor how to practically implement that in this age of Kali, especially it is realized through the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the distribution of these books. So, but, you know, in Srila Prabhupada's books, as we study them, while serving Srila Prabhupada, we serve Srila Prabhupada, and one of the things especially we do is to distribute his books, because these books are there to save mankind from their, you know, the dust, the dirty things in the heart. As we serve Srila Prabhupada, and serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and serve the Holy Name, then because the Lord is so loving, he reveals within the heart of the devotee all these wonderful philosophical understandings, how everything can be understood perfectly and correctly. We understand from the Chaitanya Charitamrita and from Srimad Bhagavatam, it's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam that when Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, and you see many cowherd boys, they were playing with Krishna, and they were enjoying this transcendental bliss. And Sukadeva Goswami describes that these boys, how fortunate they are, how many pious activities over many, many lifetimes have they done that they're playing with Krishna, Param Brahman, who is the source of Brahma Sukha, or, you know, transcendental happiness. Now, if we examine that statement of Sukadeva Goswami, we understand that to get an understanding how Krishna's pastimes with his cowherd boys, with his gopis, with the queens and dwarka, how they're not material, we can look at that statement. Because Krishna has, because he's Bhagavan, he has many potencies, principally three. He has the material potency, which is this material energy, the marginal potency, which is us living entities, and the spiritual potency, which manifests the spiritual world with all its pastimes. So principally three. They can be, in the Bhagavad Gita, he describes the material energy, and he breaks it down into so many different types of energies. You know, there is earth, water, fire, air, ether. These are different energies, mind, intelligence. They're different, you know, energies in different varieties, material energies in different varieties. Then in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, he gives so many different varieties how his energy, material energy, manifests. And then he just says that, but Arjuna, understand that just one quarter of my energies is manifesting everything we see in the material universes. There are millions and millions of material universes. As Shiradakshay Vishnu, the seeds of the universes are emanating from the, as the Lord breathes, the seeds of the universes are emanating. And when he breathes in, the whole duration of that universe is finished and they all wind up within Mahavishnu. This is the potency of God. As he breathes out, the universes come out, and the entire duration of those universes as they expand and manifest, as he breathes in, their duration is finished. That is God. Just by his breathing, no effect. And this whole demonstration is just one fraction, a quarter. His spiritual energy, who can then understand the manifestations of the spiritual energy, which is his predominant, predominantly what he does. Now, he is described by Arjuna, confirmed by Arjuna, Vyas, Narada Muni, to be Param Brahma.
All his spiritual activities are on the spiritual platform, under the spiritual energy. There is no need for Krishna to try and enjoy something in this material world. So people who do not understand the loving pastimes of Krishna, they think that God comes here and as an ordinary person enjoys with ordinary women in a lusty way, and therefore they feel that that is the nature of God, that he cannot be more than that. That's the best God can do. Sometimes he will come here to this world and enjoy with unmarried women. That is the best he can do. They have no concept. All his pastimes are on the platform of Brahman. Now this Brahman, or spirit, to achieve the Brahma Sukha, as Sukadeva Goswami describes, Krishna, he's the source of Brahma Sukha, or spiritual pleasure, that we derive from being completely liberated from the material platform and just existing purely on the spiritual platform. Not participating in the spiritual realm, it's a marginal platform. Not entering the spiritual kingdom, but just becoming free from the material energy. To achieve that pleasure, the great yogis and saintly persons, they renounce everything. They give up family, they give up occupation, they give up society, they go to the caves and the forests of the Himalayas to experience that Brahma Sukha. So then, if Krishna's pastime, he's Parabrahman, all his activities are on the platform of spirit, it doesn't make sense that he would search out after material activities which are being rejected by those who are searching after just a tiny little drop of spiritual pleasure. That doesn't make sense, does it? So, Srila Prabhupada, this is vijnana, or, you know, realized spiritual knowledge that we get from Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada says that, therefore, in order to understand Krishna properly, you know, we have to rise above these material concepts that prevail throughout the world, and these books help us to do that. To do that, we have to become like a philosopher and a spiritual scientist. Srila Prabhupada, he asked the question to himself. He said, does that mean all the devotees are philosophers and spiritual scientists? Yes, he said. Yes, he said. Why is that? He said, because if one is a faithful devotee, generally to understand any science in this world, you approach some, you know, you approach Einstein, you approach this one, you try and get some knowledge. The supreme scientist and philosopher is Krishna himself. If you approach Krishna as a faithful servant, acting within the heart, he will give you realization how he's completely on the spiritual platform, how these loving pastimes, attractive loving pastimes exist in the spiritual realm, and how to absorb our mind in these and turn our face away from the material energy and become rid of all the dust in the heart. So Prabhupada says, you know, if one just serves the holy name, serves Srila Prabhupada, distributing book, helping maintain temples, helping preach Krishna consciousness, then Krishna, the supreme scientist within the heart, will help one to realize that in this lifetime. So, therefore, just to conclude, therefore we, unlike other religions, well, like other religions, we do see God as, you know, something to be feared. And my name, you know, my name is Godfrey. That's my Western name. Godfrey, it means God-fearing or God-fearing. So my, you know, that sense is there within all religions of the world. Don't challenge God, don't disobey. We also have that, but we go way beyond that to how the Lord is our most beloved And that science of loving God is so elevated, you cannot get those spiritual gems anywhere else. So take advantage of the Srimad Bhagavatam, distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, and in this way the world will be delivered from such a precarious position. Hare Krishna. I'll just leave it there if anyone has any comments or questions. Don't want to hold you up from saying good time. Yeah, all good. Should probably buy the key, John. Yeah.